Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa on Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Apple Metro, the headquarters in Harrison, New York. I'm with today Tom Giusto.
Giusto. Yes, very good. Nice Italian name.
Yes, exactly. Apple Metro being the headquarters for what is actually a franchisee of Applebee's.
Correct.
And the Pizza Studio.
Yes.
And you, being the director of training, I'm assuming that's of all the people that work within the restaurants.
Yes, everybody. The servers, the cooks, the managers, everybody.
Okay. And so when you're saying training, I kind of like this. A lot of times I'll go into a restaurant, which I love doing, and you can smell instantly whether a staff has been trained or not. It amazes me at how many eating establishments, it doesn't look like there was much training going on. They just hired people and have them do what they do. Training. It's really specific, and especially, I would imagine, for a chain such as Applebee's, it's nationwide, right?
That is correct. It's actually worldwide.
Worldwide.
We are the largest casual dining restaurant in the world. Our parent company, Dine Equity, also has IHOP as well.
Oh, well,
we're not involved with them, but there's almost over 1,500 Applebee's around the world.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Who knew? I thought it was a quintessentially American establishment, eating good in the neighborhood kind of thing.
That is correct. We love eating good in the neighborhood. Recently, they had an add-on right before the Super Bowl about Runaround Sue. It was great.
Did I miss that?
I think you might have, because it was a doctor who was running around all over the place doing the things they do during the day, starting at 6 o'clock, and then deciding to order out at Applebee's. And they pick it up, and they take it home to their husband and their kids, and they're Runaround Sue. It's great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
boy,
fun.
Talk about a lot of eyeballs on that spot. That's great. So Applebee's is one, which is very well known. The Pizza Studio. Didn't know that you were affiliated with that. Tell us about the Pizza Studio. It's a great concept.
Oh, it's great. We have two pizza studios in New York City. We have one in Brooklyn in the Gateway Center.
Okay.
We also have one in the Bronx right across from Fordham University.
Oh, fantastic.
You go in, you pick the type of dough you want. You pick the toppings for the dough. It goes on a conveyor belt. It all gets done in like 1 or 2 minutes, and you have your own personal pizza.
This is obviously, like, a great concept.
I love it.
It must be going over so well.
Oh, it's rock and roll.
Now, the Pizza Studio, does that plan on getting into as many markets as Applebee's?
Yes, we are.
So when you're training for the Pizza Studio and training for Applebee's, what is the main criteria? What is it that you're looking for in an employee, and what is it that you really oversee to make certain that they do that's different in Applebee's and the Pizza Studio that you don't really find in other restaurants?
Good people. Hiring just good people is the first thing. If you hire somebody and you're training them and you find out they're not a good person, we move on and we hire somebody who's a good person, okay?
And what is a good person to know?
A good person is somebody who would do something when somebody else isn't looking. They just do it because that's the way they are. It's in their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is hard to teach. We could teach somebody how to make chicken fingers. We could tell people how to make the pizzas at Pizza Studio. But the inner core is the hard thing, okay? The other thing is we want to have people that are smiling all the time,
okay,
that are friendly.
Yeah.
We'll have something called the 5-foot rule. which means you pass by us and we say, hi, how are you? Okay.
See, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You can go into some of these fancy places or whatever and just, you can tell people, it doesn't matter. They haven't been told that, by the way, your job here is to make people feel welcome.
Right.
And Applebee's is different in that sense. It really is a place where you can bring your kids or you can go, you know, by yourself on a date or with a bunch of girls, bunch of guys, and you're really going to be treated like your family.
Right. Some of our people say, make me feel important. If I go into an Applebee's, I want to make believe I'm like the king. And that's what we try to do. We make everybody who walks in the door feel important.
That's fantastic. So I guess so. Now, do you personally go into these different various satellite restaurants
and
on-site training?
I have a lot of mileage on my car because we have Applebee's all the way up in Cortland and Mohegan Sun all the way up there. We have them all the way down to the Outer Bridge Crossing at Staten Island Mall.
Oh, yes,
in Queens,
that's right.
In Brooklyn. So we have access to New York City, Westchester, and Rockland
and
County.
And Rockland County. So
is our area. So
how many
great
restaurants is that?
33 restaurants. We do some of the training directly in the store or in the restaurant. We do not do... we do some training in our Applebee's at 50th Street, which we have three floors there.
Oh, my goodness.
That happens to be the world's largest Applebee's at 50th Street. There's three floors, and we can do all kinds of group sales events there.
Okay.
We do a New Year's event at the 50th Street location and at the 42nd Street location.
Oh, of course.
The
42nd that makes total
Street
sense.
Location. That's the world's busiest in the sense of it's the highest volume restaurant.
I would
and
imagine.
There's two floors there.
And how many people can you seat at the 42nd Street and the 50th Street?
I believe it's something like 350 to 500. If
wow.
They're opening up. Yeah.
That's just incredible.
Christmas time, it's rock and roll city at 50th Street.
I bet.
Yeah, we love it.
What a location.
It's great.
Absolutely wonderful. How many years now has Applebee's been in business?
Well, let's see. Applebee's started in 1980 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not, they originally called it TJ Applebee's RX for Edibles and Elixirs.
Thank
God they changed the name, right?
Yes, you might want to trim that off a little bit. So,
but that's what their original name was.
And is Applebee like an actual family name of maybe the person who started it or no?
Believe it or not, they looked in the phone book. They started with the A's. They started to come up with a name. That's how they come up with the name.
Is that right?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
It was Bill and TJ Palmer, two people that got together to open the first two in Atlanta. And that's how they came up with the name.
That is really incredible. What a story. What a legacy. And I'm sure that you're going to continue growing around. What is the most exotic place Applebee's has a franchise?
Hawaii. I like Hawaii. I want to go train there.
Yeah. Maybe South America.
I'm sure they do. I'm not really up on all the specifics on where they have other uh-huh. places. I just know that they're very big and they're trying to go out to the rest of the world as well.
Yes. Well, it's, you know what, everybody has been to an Applebee's and we've all, you know, had fun in the neighborhood kind of thing. I remember when my daughter was younger, it was a fun place to take her.
Oh, that's great for kids. That's the thing. It's really great for kids. I see your shark over here. We have a drink called the shark.
Oh.
Yes. And it's blue.
Really?
I can't tell you what's in it because it's a secret.
Okay. I love those blue drinks.
Oh, it's delicious.
And it
comes with a gummy shark.
Oh, are you?
Yes, it comes with a gummy shark.
I think that should be our signature drink.
So every time
we come to, I love my office, like today, we all get blue shark drinks.
I think you're right. I'll have to call over to my closest restaurant and see if we can sneak one. Oh, we're not allowed to bring liquor out.
Oh, darn. Oh, well.
We could let you go over there if you like.
That would be super.
Mamaroneck, I think, isn't too far. I mean, no. How about New Rock City?
Oh, New Rock City.
Yeah,
that's
good.
5 minutes from my house.
Okay,
I'm happy to go there.
Good.
Tom Giusto, Director of Training at the Apple Metro headquarters here in Harrison, New York, the franchisee of 33 Applebee's and the Pizza Studio in the five boroughs of New York City and also Rockland County, Westchester County, a real legacy brand. Really nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
I can see if, you know what, people, when you go to Applebee's, are very much like you. You're a perfect guy to be training everybody.
Great. Thank you so
outgoing
much.
And warm and friendly. Thank you so much. Well, we're happy that to be here, of course. It's I Love My Office. We do this once a week. And somebody here at Apple Metro nominated The Office to win today. And boy, are they winning. Winning big. Floral arrangements today from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Massage from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry. Website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs. 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. Delicious fruit bouquet is coming from Edible of Eastchester. Games are here from PM Amusement. Special events. Promo items from White Plains Hospital. A gift certificate to Pasquale Ristorante in Portchester. And 3 months of Sharks on Hold messaging service. Happy hour party at Shark headquarters. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to win, and you can do it also by nominating your office. Go to westchestertalkradio.com and download the form and enter in to win, just like Apple Metro has done today. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and today it's Thursday. That means it's I Love My Office. Somebody won the grand contest here today, and we'll be talking with them soon enough. But we are happen to be at Apple Metro, which is the franchisee of both Applebee's and the Pizza Studio. And both places, Applebee's I've known for many, many, many years. The Pizza Studio is kind of new to me, but it sounds like the most phenomenal concept. Anyway, I'm grateful to be here today with Kelly Castris. She's the HR manager at Apple Metro, and Stacy Scott. She's the benefits manager. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. So now I'm learning all about how the business works or whatever, but being a franchisee of 33 locations of Applebee's in the New York 5 boroughs plus Westchester plus Rockland, right?
Correct.
So do you handle the HR for all the staff at all of these restaurants?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's a big job. How many employees would you say are in each location?
That's so hard to tell, honestly, because each location has its own individual sizes. Like New York City restaurants are pretty much our biggest restaurants.
Sure.
Would you be able to have some insight, Stacey?
Yeah, our big restaurants like Broadway and 42nd Street have well over 100 people, maybe 130 250 people.
Wow. And then maybe the more neighborhood places, like say the one in New Rochelle, might have what, half of that or?
Yeah, maybe about 50-ish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of employees to keep track of, and you're doing their benefits.
Correct.
And so do people that work at Applebee's and the pizza studio, do they get benefits and are the, is it that type of a job? Because a lot of restaurant jobs, you just don't get that. You're a waiter or waitress, or maybe you're, you know, work behind the bar or something. It doesn't necessarily mean you get benefits or 401k, things like that. How about the for people at Applebee's?
We do offer them medical benefits. They're variable employees, so we do measure their hours, and if they are deemed a full-time employee, then they are offered benefits.
That's really great.
Yes.
And does that include also incentives like 401ks and things like that, or mostly just health benefits?
Health benefits.
Health benefits.
Yes.
But that's fabulous. How many hours a week would an employee have to work at Applebee's or the pizza studio in order to get those benefits?
They would have to work 30 hours or more
per
week.
Okay, that's
on
great.
Average, yes.
So really, we're looking at people who can basically form a career. Kelly, do people come into Applebee's thinking that, wow, this could actually become a career for me?
They do, actually. And there's so many different success stories that I can tell you, like our area directors who manage like 6 restaurants each. Some of them, I can tell you, Rennie Samuel, for example, he's our area director for the Bronx restaurants.
Okay.
And he started off actually as a busboy.
Oh, my goodness.
And he worked his way up to area director, and he now manages 6 locations in the Bronx.
That, I have goosebumps, because that's really a wonderful story. It's really like what we love here in America. It's really you can be anything you want. You can do anything you want. You just have to put in the hard work and the good attitudes. I was talking with Tom Giusto, your training director, and we were talking about how it's really important just for all of the locations. Applebee's all over the world is really, it's a brand, and people associate that with kindness and welcoming and happiness, really, is what it seems to be that you sell within your restaurants.
Absolutely. A lot of the managers that we actually have are internal promotes. So it's really rare that we have to search from outside to like recruit. It does happen on occasion, but literally just about all of our managers or area directors have come from within, and they've all pretty much started as hourly and worked their way up. Even our chief operating officer, Nisha Servai, she started off as an hourly worker during her time at St. John's, and she worked her way up to chief operating officer, who was literally the head of all restaurants.
That is really incredible. It truly is. So there's a lot of success to be had. It's not maybe it's a part-time job in high school or something, but that can turn into a lifelong career.
Absolutely. It does. They do get developed, and they actually get a lot of their performance reviews and things of that nature are based on who are you developing currently, and you know, what stage are they at this point? And I guess what their journey is going to be here going forward. So that's really what we try to instill in our managers. And that's really how we have all of the great success stories.
It's wonderful. And Stacey, so when someone, how many people would you say in general start out just with a part-time job and then turn it into something where they can receive full benefits? I mean, is it likely that they can do that? What does it take to become somebody who is really a full-fledged employee of Applebee's or the pizza studio?
Are you referring to hourly employees or if they're promoted to like a management position?
Oh, I guess I don't know, because there's different then, right?
Yeah, because we have a lot of hourly employees that are actually promoted to salaried employees, and then they get much, you know, much more benefits. So get, you know, greater medical, 401k, life insurance, you name it. You
That's
know,
really
amazing.
We have
a lot of other benefits as well that they would be eligible for, like tuition reimbursement, things that you don't normally, they get cars, GMG.
That's different.
Yeah, they actually get to lead the leased car, and the company pays the monthly lease on the car and also pays car insurance for the employees. So that's
this
an awesome
is incredible.
Benefit.
Now, what kind of a job is that gets awarded those types of benefits?
That would be senior managers. So
yes.
That would be general managers, assistant general managers, and kitchen managers.
That's really remarkable. It's a fantastic story. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a big success story. Applebee's, the pizza studio. But Apple Metro is the franchisee here where we live in Westchester. And you guys have a lot of stores and a lot of people to look over. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm sure your employees are very grateful for all that they get from this great company. Thanks a lot, Stacy, Scott, and also Kelly Castro.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here today because, well, they won I Love My Office, Apple Metro did, and they've gotten all sorts of goodies so far and more to come. Floral arrangements from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck, a massage chair on site during visit from Oasis Day Spa and Dobbs Ferry, website and CEO consultation with MSM Designs, 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, a delicious fruit bouquet from Edible of Eastchester. Games are coming in from PM Amusements and special events. Promo items from White Plains Hospital, a gift certificate from Pasquale Ristorante in Port Chester, and 3 months of Sharks on Hold messaging service, plus a happy hour party at our Shark headquarters. It's great to be here. I love my office. You can love yours as well and win just by going to Westchester Talk Radio, downloading the form, and entering your office. We thank Apple Metro today. It's a great headquarters here. Franchisee of Applebee's and the Pizza Studio. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.